It was quite the finale last night for the Colbert Report.
We'll meet again. Don't know where. Don't know where.
Dozens of celebrities, politicians, and other public figures joined Stephen Colbert in singing goodbye to the political parody show that drew such a devoted following and critical acclaim.
Colbert will be replacing David Letterman on the CBS Late Show, but among those who took part in the farewell festivities, D.C. Congressional Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton, thanks so much for being here.
Good to talk to you.
Well, it was tough, Stephen Colbert, when he was faced by you. You didn't let him off the hook for anything.
And he didn't let me off the hook either, including to be on his finale show, which was, at least for the after party, a blast. There seemed to be few public officials. I saw only Mayor de Blasio, and I did see Senator Claire McCaskill, mostly celebrities, newspaper people, pundits, waiting around to go on, but a blast of an after party. And we're putting up a picture of Colbert kissing me goodbye.
Was it a long, deep kiss?
It was lots of fun.
No comment.
I had the most fun with the Colbert sisters. They, you know, Colbert, quiet as it is kept, was born at Georgetown University Hospital right here in the District of Columbia and is the 11th of 11 children.
He called you his nemesis. How did you get that designation?
I think it's by being on his show repeatedly so he could beat up on me for representing a city that he never conceded needed representation. And he never told anybody he was born here. I had to tell on him all the time. I don't know what I'll do without him, because he has been instrumental more than anything we have had in letting people know that we don't have our rights. So here we had a national forum for saying that. And when he's no longer Colbert, who will he be, and how will we get the word out?
That's the question. But let me ask you, because he really did, he was this creation, a media creation, who transcended the television and really entered politics. What was his impact to you?
Well, his impact in D.C. and in the nation, as far as our issues are concerned, was greater than any impact we have seen. For example, people still stop by my office from other jurisdictions to have their picture taken with me, because they saw me when they were in God knows where in Podunk on the Colbert show. That means those people got the message that we may have an office in the House of Representatives, but we do not have our full voting rights. That's what was important to me, although, frankly, I had lots of fun doing it.
What is your favorite moment of all your appearances on that show?
That would be very hard to say. I can tell you that one of my favorite things that Colbert ever did was when D.C. Vote asked me to ask him to come to be the guest at one of their galas. And he initially agreed, but then couldn't come because they were filming on that day. Instead, he sent a video. And he was generous enough to send a video of the insignificant amount of time where I got him, as opposed to the overwhelming times when he got me. That's the kind of generosity Colbert showed.
So you had fun
at the end.
And he made you a star.
Well, he certainly needed me. I tell him, what are you going to do when you don't have me to kick around anymore?
Some great times. Thanks so much for sharing with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure.
Take care. It's D.C. Congressional Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton.